This is Dr. Mokhtar dictating a follow-up. Please use the follow-up template. Patient last name is Leasau, L-E-A-S-A-U. It's L-E-A-S, as in Sally, A-U. First name is Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Date of birth is October 1, 1961. Date of service is date of service is March 2nd, 2023. Referring provider is Kavisa Raj. I'm sorry, that's not Kavisa. Referring provider is Jyoti Rathi, J-Y-O-T-H-I space R-A-T-T-I-M-D. Chief complaint, telephone follow-up. Subjective, this is a 61-year-old Caucasian female with history of rheumatoid arthritis on Humira. Here for telephone follow-up, period. She takes Humira 40 milligram every 2 weeks, but she has been also taking prednisone 5 milligram BID because of the progressive joint pain, period. Next paragraph, she started noticing worsening the joint pain starting September as the weather started to get cooler and she's no longer able to swim in a swimming pool, period. She says she was doing very well when she was able to swim, but since the weather changed, she started to notice more pain in her wrists and fingers, period. And then in January, after putting away her Christmas tree decorations, she started to notice severe pain that started in between the shoulder blade, radiated towards the chest, period. She went to emergency room and she was ruled out for acute MI, period. And the same thing happened again, so she went into emergency room and she was admitted for that time, period. Again, she was ruled out for acute MI and also did a stress test, and that did not indicate any ischemia, period. She finally found the primary care doctor to address the issue, and he thought it sounded like a shoulder issue, so she was referred to orthopedic doctor who did an MRI, period. MRI of the shoulder shows small rotator cuff tear, but the provider felt the HARP issue is related to spine, so she was referred to a spine specialist, and the MRI of the spine was ordered, period. MRI was done about a week and a half ago, but she does not know the results, period. She has to make an appointment to get the MRI results, and she has not done so, period. She is frustrated that she has to make appointments every time she needs to speak to a doctor. And she feels that she'll be in a better care with her other old doctor back in Tri-Valley area, period. She made an appointment to get together with her primary care doctor here in early part of April, and she also had an appointment with the endocrinologist, Dr. Kaur, K-A-U-R, in the same week, but that appointment has been canceled, period. She states that her fasting blood sugar by AccuCheck is 130 this morning, period. Next paragraph, her primary care doctor in Las Vegas has gave her naproxen and 2 muscle relaxant, period. Muscle relaxant does help, but does so by making her sleepy and go to sleep, period. Past medical history, hypertension, mixed coronary artery disease, status quo stent, next hypothyroidism, next rheumatoid arthritis, next osteoarthritis, next history of leukopenia, and thrombocytopenia after using Zelgians, period. Medication, Humira, 40 milligram every 2 weeks, next prednisone, 5 milligram BID, next Arvesartan, next Metoprolol, next Aspirin. Review system per template, please change it to per subjective. Objective, per template, please remove everything except general. General alert and oriented and no acute distress. Diagnostic data. The last lab for me was April 2022. And in September 2022, by another physician, her glucose was 329, CBC was okay, comma. In April 2022, comma, her hemoglobin A1C was 8.9. Impression number one, rheumatoid arthritis with Felty syndrome on Humira, comma, and currently on prednisone 5 milligram BID because of increased joint pain, period. Number two, upper back pain that seems to radiate towards the arm, comma. Cardiac issue has been ruled out, period. Next, history of leukopenia and thrombocytopenia. Next, diabetes mellitus, comma. She is experiencing prednisone side effects that gives her moon face, comma, diabetes probably worsened by recent usage of prednisone, period. Recommendation number one, I would continue her on Humira, but I suggest taking it every week instead of every 2 weeks to see if she can decrease her dependence to the prednisone, period. However, she would hold off on doing it until she gets over current upper respiratory infection, period. Next, I had urged her to do a blood test to see where her inflammation count is so we can adequately monitor her on Humira and adjust medication as necessary, period. My goal is to wean down prednisone as much as possible, but she may need a different treatment modality, whether by adding another disease-modifying anti-rheumatic agent or changing it to something other than Humira, period. Next, I would have an appointment with her when she's in town in early April. This is the end of dictation.